This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives have approved the ground rules for the Democrats' impeachment probe. It's the first formal vote in a fight that may stretch into next year. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The resolution sets the process for the next stage.
It lays the groundwork for open hearings in both the Intelligence Committee and the Judiciary Committee.
Democrat Gerald Nadler chairs Judiciary, which would end up making the formal recommendation on whether to impeach the president, who tweeted after the vote, "Greatest witch hunt in American history." Two Democrats voted against the resolution, along with all Republicans, who say the process will be unfair.
There's nothing the president did to be impeached.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy is accusing Democrats of trying to remove the president because they cannot beat him next year. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Among those voting Thursday was Congresswoman Katie Hill. It was her last vote before stepping down amid allegations she had an improper relationship with a staff member. In a speech on the floor of Congress, she said Thursday she was proud to vote to impeach President Trump before stepping down. She also said coverage of her story by conservative blogs, which published nude photos and details about her sex life, was evidence of the double standard to which women in Congress are subject.
I am leaving now because of a double standard. I'm leaving because I no longer want to be used as a bargaining chip. I'm leaving because I didn't want to be peddled by papers and blogs and websites used by shameless operatives for the dirtiest gutter politics that I've ever seen.
Hill stepped down in response to ethics rules banning members of Congress from relationships with their employees. The rules were put in place recently as a response to the Me Too movement, which, ironically, was started primarily by women who had been sexually harassed by men. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.